Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm with Leah Broman, and we're talking about homeschooling. Now, your eldest son just graduated from college. He was homeschooled the whole way through before that point. Can you tell us about the employment process as he left as a graduate from the university? Just what was that like?
Sure. His college helped him with some of those career types of things, like working on his resume and prepping for interviews. Most colleges we visited do that for our students. And then it was hitting the ground running. A lot of interviews were done at first by phone for an initial interview, and then a secondary interview. If they were interested, they would meet with him face to face, fly him out, or wait until he could be home because he was going to school in Pennsylvania. And then he would have to wait. Sometimes there was a third interview or other follow-up that they were doing. And he was constantly tweaking his resume to express the skills that he had to suit the type of job that he was looking at. And then the Lord has led him to where he is. And he's really excited about being in mechanical engineering now and using the gifts God's given him.
It's really great. So did any of the people interviewing him seem to care about the fact that he was homeschooled?
No, not in any like negative way or maybe even any positive way. I think they were looking at the fact that he could speak well. I think that he really noticed that he could be articulate as an engineer, which sometimes engineers are assumed to be maybe a little bit more bookish or that kind of thing. But he knew how to express himself to them. And those interpersonal skills and language skills that classical education taught him helped him as an engineer, I think, stand above the others.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.